listening to The School Success Formula with Lucy Parsons, episode number 2. Welcome! It's so good to have you here again. Okay, so this is the second proper episode of the podcast. Last time we talked all about what school has to do to be a success, or what school has to contain to have been a successful experience for your child. And I really hope you found that episode interesting and useful, and it's helped you to develop your ideas of how you want your child to reflect back on their school days and how they will have been successful in their time at school once they leave. So today I really wanted to talk about the parent's role in helping your child to have a successful education and time at school. So this is a really interesting topic to me, because working with the students I've worked with, it's been really interesting to see the different roles that parents have taken, and the different ways that parents facilitate their children's education and their own educational success. And I think it's really interesting just thinking about really what does it take to be a supportive parent, and as a parent, how do you see your role as a supportive parent? And I think everybody is going to see it slightly differently, and it all depends very much on our own personal circumstances, our talents, you know, how much money we've got available, what kind of house we live in, what kind of relationship we've got ourselves with the children's parents or another partner that you might be living with, and how many children there are in the household. So it really very much depends on your personal circumstances. But I think there's three big things that it comes down to being a supportive parent. And those are being a provider, providing guidance, and giving emotional support to your child. So I'd just like to go through all three of those in turn in this episode, and really use them as a conversation starter for you over in the Facebook group, which is the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook group. So just search for that on Facebook, or there's a link in the show notes. Okay, so I think firstly, most fundamentally, parents are providers. So from the moment your child is born, you are their provider, and really attachment forms between a parent and a child, or particularly from the child towards the parent, because they provide for all the child's material needs. So in those early days of having a baby, you know, you give them the milk that they need to eat and drink, you make them comfortable by changing their nappies, you make sure they're warm enough, you make sure they're clean enough, you look after them when they're well, you comfort them when they're upset. So you do all those basic things which forms the bond between you and the child. As the child gets older, you continue to be a provider, but you start to provide in different ways, or more sophisticated ways, which are all related to how you provided for the child when they were a baby, but they get more sophisticated. So comfort and emotional support, it gets a bit more complicated, I'm sure you know what I mean, once your child becomes a teenager and they start grappling with teenage emotions, than when they're a baby and they're just crying because they're upset or because they're in unfamiliar circumstances. So being a provider is the most fundamental thing, but it will change and alter as you go through your time as a parent. And probably by the time your child is in their late teens, they will be starting to provide for themselves in some ways. So many young people will have a part-time job and be starting to earn some money so that they can buy at least things for their leisure and pleasure, if not some more fundamental things like clothes and toiletries. So your role as a parent is beginning to shift during that time. But what is your role as a provider in terms of supporting your child's education? I think the most important thing here is that you provide them with a stable home where they feel secure and very happy, really. And I think when you see children being very successful and happy at school, it's often because they have a very secure home life. So, you know, they know where they live, they feel comfortable living there, they haven't had a lot of changes in their lives. Clearly, some families do have to experience a lot of change, in which case I think providing a very stable and supportive and loving family unit is just as good as having a stable home, if not more so. But then once you've got the stable home, what else can you do as a provider to support your child with their education? So some parents will decide to make the financial commitment to educate their children at independent schools or fee-paying schools, and that's wonderful if you have the financial ability to do that. But other parents will decide to support their children's education by paying for things like extracurricular activities and for tutors, or just simply for books and school trips and opportunities like that which enrich your child's education. A funny story about my own schooling is that my dad never really I grew up on a sheep farm, and we weren't overly wealthy. We had enough, you know, I had everything that I needed, but there wasn't a huge amount of money for luxuries and nice things. But if I wanted a book, my dad would not question it. He would always just get the checkbook out straight away if I came home with a request for a book from school. So that was one of his key ways of providing for and supporting my education. So I think that really covers your role as a provider in terms of being a supportive parent of your child's education. And I'd love to know your thoughts on this as your role as a provider in the Facebook group. Okay, so the next thing is for guidance. So your role in giving guidance to your child. So I recently visited an old friend who I taught with when I was in my first teaching job, and her children are slightly older than mine, and she's got a husband who's got a very successful company, and so they're able to send their children to fee-paying schools. And they were saying they were beginning to think about senior schools for their son, who's kind of 9 or 10, and they'd been round to various different schools, and they were ultimately helping him to make the decision about which was the right school for him. And I was really interested in their kind of approach and philosophy to choosing this school. So some parents would decide to go out and do the research on their own and make the decision for their child, but their approach being very different to that, in that they were really making it at least appear that the child himself was making the decision. Now, I think you can be quite clever as a parent and kind of make it seem that your child is making the decision when you've actually given them quite strong guidance in a quite clear steers towards what you think would be a good idea or the right decision for them. But it's really, I think, your role with your experience of the world and your experience of life to help guide your child in the right direction through their education. So you might not be having to make decisions like which independent senior school you're going to send your child to, but things like which GCSE subjects to choose, whether to go on certain school trips, how to deal with certain social situations, all those kind of things. The guidance that you can give as a parent is really key to helping your child to negotiate those things successfully and, you know, with the right results for them. And I often find with my own children, I don't know how this is going to pan out as they get older, but you can provide quite strong guidance without them really realizing that you're doing it. So I call it marketing to my children, in that I place a stronger emphasis or give more of the benefits and good points about a certain option and downplay the other option that I'd prefer them not to take. But I think it's good to involve your children in the decision-making process because it makes them feel that they're part of things and that it is their own life and it's not being lived for them by you as a parent. So I'd be really interested again to get your point of view on that, on how you give guidance to your children about major decisions and about how to deal with complications and difficulties that they may come across in their lives. Okay, so the last point that I wanted to make about being a supportive parent is giving emotional support. So emotional support, I think, is absolutely fundamental to our children's success at school. I think you really, really need someone who believes in you if you are going to make the full use of your own potential. So I know when I was at school and at my first comprehensive school, none of the teachers really seemed to believe in me or even be that interested in me and my ambitions. But my parents did everything they possibly could to support me in achieving my ambitions. And through their actions, I could see that they believed in me and they believed that I had a shot at achieving the things that I wanted to achieve. And I think if your children can see that belief, and not just through your words, but through your actions, that you actually support their desires and their dreams, they're going to be that much more successful. Because it's like having, you know, your own fan club, somebody cheering you on all the way. So I'm really interested to know, in what ways do you show your emotional support for your child? Like, I think you can do that simply by being there physically for them. So, for example, if they're revising for exams, actually being in the house if you possibly can, so that they can feel another human presence around and that they know that they're not alone. But then you can also do things like praise them for what they have achieved, or you can show an interest in what they're doing. So, for example, when my children get home from school, I always try to ask them what they've learned today. Now, my dad, when I was growing up, took a different approach, and when I got home from school, he always asked me whether I got any good marks, and that always used to rather irritate me, seeing as he usually used to ask it before I'd even put my bag on the floor. But if you ask your child what they've learned, it shows a real engagement in their education, and it provides an opening for you to have a discussion with them about what they're learning and how you can support that learning further at home. I think there are other ways that you can provide this emotional support. Like, just carrying on being the provider is an amazing way to do that, you know, making sure that they've got the snacks and the material things that they need to carry on with their revision or with their schoolwork, or that they've just got a good meal on the table every single day to sustain them, and that they've got that stability and that they can trust that those things are going to happen. Having that kind of foundation is a brilliant way, is a brilliant springboard for your child to be a success in all senses of the word, as we talked about in episode number one, in their school lives. Okay, I really hope this has been a thought-provoking and interesting episode for you today. As I've said several times already, I'd really love to hear your thoughts on what you think it takes to be a supportive parent and how you're trying to mould your role as a parent supporting your child through their secondary education. I'd love to hear your thoughts on in the Facebook group, which is the Supportive Parents Successful Students Facebook group. I'd also love to hear from you on Twitter, and you can find me at Lucy C. Parsons. If you're interested in what it really takes to help your child succeed in their school exams, their GCSEs or A-levels, then please head on over to my website, to www.lifemoreextraordinary.com/parents, where you can sign up for my free download, 10 Steps to Exam Success, which you get a free download which tells you what those 10 steps are, and then you get a series of emails going through each of those steps in a little bit more detail. Okay, thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I really appreciated your company. If you've enjoyed it and you haven't already subscribed, I'd love you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or in your podcast app, so that you can listen to all future episodes. And if you haven't done so already, I'd love you to leave me a review, because that will help more people to hear about the podcast and benefit from the discussions that we're having here. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.